Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 180. When was the last time that you detoxified your energy from other humans? When was the last time you went into the woods or to the beach or the lake or the park all by your damn self? When was the last time you were in charge of every decision throughout a day? When was the last time that you were in control and you actually took control with your best interest at heart? When was the last time that you were able to follow what feels good to you without any other influences tagging along? You know I love community, and I think it's so important to have people around us who care about us and support us, who we support back. But it's also important to know who you are at your core, and we need reminders of that because we change pretty regularly. And personally, I think the only way to remember who you are at your core is to allow yourself to be your best person by yourself, without other voices swaying you one way or the other. For me, if I have a day off, I will often go on to autopilot and open TikTok or Netflix and distract myself until it's 3 a.m. and I need to figure out how I'll wake up for work in the morning. But when I am brave enough to veer off course from my autopilot mode, I end up enjoying the shit out of my day, and I usually get some proactive things done at the same time. And this is because I give myself the opportunity to tune in to myself and my own energy and all of the things that make me feel truly fulfilled without having to ask anyone else for input. Sometimes it's hard for me to make decisions on where we should go to eat in a group, because I wait for everyone else. I don't want to be the one responsible for making the wrong choice. But it's made it so I don't know what I want to eat when I'm alone. This is why I like to detoxify myself from other people's energy regularly, because it reminds me of how badass and capable my own energy is. And the more you practice detoxifying your own energy from other people's energy, the more you will start to notice whose energy is not meshing with yours well when you do decide to return to normal relationships. And then, from there, you can set the appropriate boundaries to improve your relationships from both sides. The more aware we become of our personal energy, and what makes us happy independently of everyone else, the less focus that we have to put on everyone outside of us, and that balance can finally be restored. By worrying about you, you allow others time to worry about themselves.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.